Welcome. My name is Tracy Cook, and this is a podcast series, Victim to Victory. This series gives a voice to those that have overcome obstacles in all forms, that dare greatly to share their real stories. Amazing humans that have seen hope and risen above those adversities to become victorious, that now go on and support and inspire others to do the same. So please subscribe and comment to go into the monthly draw to win access to the Brand Your Story Academy podcast creator course. And today we are giving a voice to Dr. Bob Clark. Welcome to Victim to Victory.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's so wonderful to be here. I'm honored.
We are honored to have you here. Now, I want to share a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we're going to get into your story because I know how many golden nuggets you've got to share with us, and you have an amazing story. I'm going to touch on a few things that you've sent through on your bio, and there's a few things in there that I didn't know, and I've been following you for quite a while, so there's just more and more layers we're peeling back of the Bob Clark onion, so to speak. So you are an award-winning online marketer, a best-selling author, a speaker, and a blogger who specializes in helping ordinary employees transform into extraordinary entrepreneurs. Now, you were born in New Jersey. That is actually on my bucket list, I must admit. And you graduated university and received your PhD in reproductive biology from the University of Maryland back in 1985. The 80s mm-hmm. were a good time. Now, Dr. Bob also worked for over 30 years in the infertility field and helped run in vitro fertilization laboratories in New York and in Boston. One of my babies is an IVF baby. And fun fact, now during that time, Bob had a role in over 25,000 births. Wow, what a world changer, and helping couples achieve their desire of starting and growing their families. What an absolute honor to be able to speak to somebody who has helped so many people with their dreams. And you have a wonderful wife, Rosemary, and you started an online business while working full-time to provide choices when they decided to hang up your lab coats and leave your healthcare careers. There is more to this story. We will leave a little bit of that there because I want to know, Bob, what is your idea and what do you think when you say, you want to live your life by design? What does that mean to you?
It means to me that I have more control over my life and my future. You know, back in 2009, I was in a spot where, you know, I was getting older. I was in my 50s. I still love my job. I didn't really want to leave it, but I was looking around at other people who are a little older than me who were, you know, living on their pensions, depending on the government for whatever they had, whatever little savings they had. And it just wasn't cutting it. You know, and I watched my parents kind of go through that. I watched them sadly pass away before they really got to enjoy their retirement. So all this had an effect on me of like, I don't want to go down that road. I love my job, but I want to, what can I do after that? That's going to provide an impact for me, for others, and also solidify my financial future, my freedom. You know, I want something different. I don't want to do it. I was always taught by my parents, and they were wonderful people, you know, but I was always taught like, you know, you go to school, you work hard, you get a job, you're loyal to your employer, you work for 30 years, and then you retire. And that's kind of the end of the game plan that I was exposed to. You know, we had no entrepreneurs in our family at all. So when I decided to do this, it was a big shock, and I got a lot of pushback from my family. Like, you know, what are you doing? I got a lot of pushback from my coworkers too. That's why I did it. I knew that if I could make this work, that I'd be able to retire on my own terms, whenever I wanted to. And I would have something to transition into rather than just, you know, sit on a rocking chair and watching traffic go by in the street. You know, and I didn't want to do that. So happily, I mean, it wasn't an easy road, I'll be honest. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why I could be so good at my job and so bad at my business for a long time. Right? But that was the truth. Yeah, right. But thankfully, you know, we got it straightened out and it took off, and I was able to leave my job when I wanted to. So that's when I say life by design, life by choices, that's what I mean.
That is so powerful. And it's generational as well. I mean, that's the way we were brought up. I mean, I never even heard the word entrepreneur really until I was in my late 30s. I'm like, what is this? Don't you just work until you die? Come on. So it's very generational, isn't it? Now, I know that you're a collaborative author in the Life by Design book that was produced by Kim Ward. And the title of your chapter is The Power of Choices. And you just touched on a few of those as well. To have choices, to break those old generational patterns almost as well. And tell us a little bit about your chapter and what prompted you to write your story, and a little bit more about your story as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, when Kim approached me about this book, at first, my schedule wouldn't allow it, so I was kind of bummed out that I wasn't going to be able to contribute to it, because I love Kim and what she does, and I knew whatever she did was going to turn out well. And then, as circumstance sometimes has it, a few things dropped out of my schedule, and I contacted her and I said, you know, are you still looking for people? Because I'd love to join in. And she was gracious enough to accept me, and I just loved the whole concept of people telling, you know, when you have a compilation book like this, you get so many different stories and so many different angles of things that you may not relate to one person. You may not relate to me, but you're going to relate to somebody else definitely in that book. And it could be something that just sparks an idea in you, right? Or just propels you forward. And that's what I love about these kind of books. And this one, especially, because I just finished reading through all of them, and they're all very different. Right. There's some commonalities, but they're all very different in what people went through, the path they took, the obstacles they overcame, and there's something in there for everybody. So that part is, that's why I was so happy to contribute to that book. And for me, you know, it really came down to, like I said, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And what do I want to show as an example to my kids? Because regardless, it doesn't matter how old they are, they're always watching you. Mm-hmm. Right. And at first my kids kind of laughed at me. Like, what are you doing videos? Right. What are you, you're on Facebook? Like, yeah, wait till I show them TikTok. They're going to go crazy. Right. But, you know, so they're always watching. And now I've noticed at first they were just, don't even talk to me about it. And now as they're getting older, they have their own families. They had their own jobs. They're starting to understand life better. They're looking at it in the same way I did back in the day. And so the cycles of life are repeating, but now they have a different role model, if you will. Like, instead of just the strictly, you know, 9-to-5 employee kind of role that we all did back in the day, now they say, oh, maybe there's something different for me. And now they started asking me, like, what do you think I could do? Right. And so I love that. I love that that's, you say it's generational. It truly is. And, you know, I'm in my 60s now. And when you hit your 60s, Tracy, you start to think more about legacy than you ever did.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so I've really been focusing on that. Like, what do I want to leave to this world? And you mentioned that I have, I had a hand in over 25,000 births, and I'm really proud of that, because, you know, it really helped a lot of people, like you said. And I didn't do it all. There was a whole team involved and everything, but I had a little part in it. My goal now is to help 25,000 people transform from entrepreneurs to employees, and at least give themselves some choices along the way, instead of just having one option.
Mm.
So that's really where I'm going now. And this book really helped me, I hope, really helped me get this word out. Because that's important to me. You know, it's important to me now in this part of my life.
And even collectively, I mean, so many people contributed as authors to this book. And like you said, there's a lot of similarities, but there's also a lot of differences of how people have overcome their obstacles and, you know, really wanted to create the life and business that they've always wanted. that they're not listening to old patterns or programming. They're not listening to, you know, the mum and the dad or the family. They're just doing it on their own terms. And it's just something so freeing and empowering. And, you know, now you've got your kids saying, well, what could I do? You know, giving them that little out of the box kind of, you know, maybe there is more. Maybe I can do more. Maybe I can see something from a different perspective, and to really lead charge in that as well, to show other generations that they can be more. You know, there is more than just 9 to 5 and enjoying it for a few years at the end. And what was the process writing your chapter as well? Did you find it therapeutic? Did you find it really powerful because of the message that you're conveying as well?
Yeah, it's interesting. Something people probably don't know about me, if you don't know me well, is despite my whole focus on time management and everything, that's part of my jive online. I'm a procrastinator. I procrastinate with the best of them. And I found myself procrastinating a bit writing this, kind of, you know, thinking it over, mulling over what I wanted to write about. But when I finally nailed it, I sat down and it poured out of me in an hour. 1 hour. It only took me 1 hour to write this chapter. And, you know, I had to edit and stuff, but my first draft just poured out of me because I stopped trying to think too much about it. I just let it go. And so that was my experience. And I told Kim this was a little bit of a test for me because I do want to write my own book. But I wasn't sure, like, do I really want to do it? Like, how's it going to be? Am I going to hate it? You know? And so after I did this, I told her, I said, you know, like, you just freed me up because now I really enjoy this process and I could see myself doing this for my own book. So that's in here again, right? Going through the procrastination phase.
Oh, yeah. And Bob, you're one of these type of people as well, after watching you, you know, for so long online, that I really get the vibe and the feeling that there's just so much more, that when you actually bring it out into a book, it's almost therapeutic and it's calming, even if you are a procrastinator, because no doubt, you know, you're helping so many people and communities and saving and changing people's lives every single day through the interactions and conversations that you're having. So to be able to put all of your life experience and your wisdom and your thoughts for the future as a thought leader, although a procrastinator, that would just help so many people, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And you know what's funny too? I think as humans, we tend to minimize our accomplishments. We don't really think about what we think is just, I just did it, right? To other people is really cool. So when you, like with this chapter, when I sat down and wrote my story out, and my wife read it and she's like, wow, I didn't know that about you. You really did some cool stuff. And stuff that I was like, it was really no big deal. She goes, yeah, it was. And so we don't tend to really give ourselves enough credit for things that we've done in our lifetime. And I would bet anybody here who decides to write a chapter or a book would figure out really quickly that they've done a lot more than they thought. And that's part of the therapeutic nature of writing, I think, especially in like an autobiography, is, you know, you think about things that you haven't thought about in a long time. Mm. Like, oh yeah, I did that. Oh yeah, that was good, right? And so that part of it's really cool. And you never know. Sorry, I was gonna say, you never know what it is about your story that's gonna help somebody else.
Definitely. Just those couple of words, or just that thought, or wow, that's how I felt as well. Or wow, if they've overcome that, maybe I can too. Or I never thought about it like that. That's the power of a book as well. So what do you hope mainly that people really take away from your chapter?
That it's not that hard to put in choices. I think a lot of times people get paralyzed because they don't know where to start. And, you know, my choice was a home business. That was my choice. But there's other ways to do it as well. And I'm not saying that home business is the only way or the best way. It was the best one for me, right? But putting something in place so that you have choices isn't really that hard. It takes time, but that's why, you know, you get it going and you work on it and you grow it. And ultimately it will be fruitful for you. But just the key is to get started. You know, that's really the big thing, is like like nobody knows this. You're the first person I'm telling this. But I literally, right, I had all this stuff going on in my mind, but in terms of starting my business, I literally went to the barbershop to get a haircut. I don't have to do that anymore, but back then I had to. Went to the barbershop, you know, I was sitting there waiting for my turn to barber's chair, saw this pamphlet on the table, picked it up. It was a network marketing company. I didn't know what that was, but I just saw, look at these products. Oh, you can sell these. Oh, that's cool. And I joined the same night.
Wow.
That was my beginning. And there was no hesitation because I knew that I had to get started. And it turns out that wasn't the right path for me, right? But it got me started into it. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole key is, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. I think people who have jobs, I don't know about you, Tracy, but when I had a job, mistakes were not encouraged, right? Mistakes were a big problem, you know? And that was the biggest mind shift I had to overcome was it's okay to make mistakes. You have to make mistakes in your business. You have to get started. If it's not the right path, you'll find another one, but get going. And that's what I hope people get out of this is like, get going. Don't wait for someone else to lead your life.
Yes. Yes. You know, like I love people who fail forward. I love them. And they get up and they go, that didn't work, but maybe this will, you know. And that's just the epitome. And employees don't get to experience that in a positive way. So it's a different mindset. Would you say it's a different mindset from when you're kind of a 9-to-5er to an entrepreneur that's trying to live their life and learn from all these lessons and failing forward imperfectly?
Yeah, it's the biggest transition for someone who's trying to go from a job to a business. And if you're trying to do both at the same time, it's very challenging, quite honestly, because you have to transition on the fly. Mm. Like I would work all day. And I'd have a certain mindset with that. Don't make mistakes, right? Everything has to be perfect. Don't go outside the box. Do what's in the standard operating procedures of the lab, right? Do all that the way it's supposed to be done. And as I was driving home, I would literally have to pop in a Jim Rohn tape or something that would help me switch my mindset around so that when I got home, had dinner, went to my business, I could be in a different frame of mind. So that transition, I'm not going to lie to you, it's hard, but you get used to it after a while. And I think that's one of the things I got really good at. And that's one of the things I can really help people with now is how do you make that transition every single day when you're working a job and trying to grow a business? It's hard.
You know what? I can just about hear light bulbs switching on with you mentioning that kind of thing at the moment, being a full-time entrepreneur and a full-time employee almost. Because the transition you said about leaving work and on my drive home from work, I would do the same, pop in a motivational tape or listen to a training. So by the time I got home, I was already in my own business mode. So I can just about hear those light bulbs going off and so many people going, yes. And that's why the Life by Design book is going to be helping so many people as well. So what would you say, Bob, that is a key piece of advice that you would share of how to overcome an obstacle?
How to overcome an obstacle? That's a great question. I've never been asked that question before. That's very cool. My own personal way I do it is I look around for people who've overcome it or something similar, and I seek them out. You know, and this could be a life issue. It could be a business issue. I'll stick to business for now. And that, you know, whenever I've had something that I just really couldn't seem to knock out, I'd hire a coach. I'd find somebody who did what I was trying to do and someone who could teach it. It's not always the same person. Right? Like sometimes people who are really good at what they do, they can't teach it to somebody else. So that's a key part to it. When I started my business, I said I struggled. I really struggled, Tracy. I mean, I didn't make my first dollars for the first 4 or 5 years. My first income, I mean, that's how long I waited. And there's reasons for that. A lot of that is my own fault. right? Because I was truly a hobbyist. I was treating my business like a hobby and not taking it seriously. But my point to it was that finally, when I said, okay, this has to change, I got to get going, I found someone. Her name was Vanessa. She's my first coach I ever hired. It didn't break the bank. You know, she's very reasonable. And coaches don't have to be so expensive. People have that idea. Oh, I can't hire a coach. It's so ultra expensive. Well, if you go hire the top tier coaches, yeah. But if you find somebody who's just done the next step of what you're trying to do, you can do it within your budget very easily. So I found that person. I said, Vanessa, all I want you to do is help me make my first dollar. That's it.
Cool.
And
cool.
She did. Within 3 months, we had it. And she did it for me. I'll never forget that. And I've never forgot that lesson. So whenever I try to overcome anything, I look for somebody who's done it. That's the first thing I'll do. And you can always find it. There's always people who've overcome. We all think that our obstacles are unique. I promise you they're not. There's always somebody there who's gone through something like you have and come out the other side. So whether if it's a personal thing, you just hit them and say, can I buy you lunch? And I'd like to pick your brain, you know? That's how I do it. That's basically the way that I overcome stuff.
I love that. And it's very practical too, you know. You don't always have to, I love the way you touched on it. You don't always have to hire the top tier. You just have to hire that person to mentor or coach you. There's just a few steps in front of you.
Yeah, I could have cut my learning curve down so much if I had just learned that early on. It took me a while to figure out that I didn't have to have results to hire somebody.
Yes. Yes, that's very powerful. Didn't have to have results. I love that. That is so powerful. And I know that you're helping so many other people with online business, and you're part of a attraction marketing affiliate program as well. You're a very sought after trainer and coach, and now you continue to help others who are struggling to build their businesses part-time as well. Now, because you're a contributing author in the Life by Design book, what kind of message do you really want people that are buying and purchasing and investing in this book to really want to, we're talking about taking action. What would be the most actionable thing when they read these stories that somebody could do straight away?
First of all, the first thing I would do, I would read the entire book, because you're going to get all these different takes on different ways to do what you're trying to do, right? To move forward in your life. So like I said before, you know, you're going to relate to one or more people in there. And quite honestly, what I would do is, I mean, all these people are on Facebook, they're all on social media. If I read someone's chapter that I really related to, and I said, you know, that person nailed what I'm trying to do. Like they've done it. They've taken action. They've done it. I would seek after that person. I would go out onto Facebook or wherever I could find them, and I would know. I know all these authors, and every one of them would be responsive to that. You know, hey, you know, I read your chapter. It really moved me. Could we have a discussion? Could we talk about how I could maybe get move on this? Because you know, it's not easy to do this kind of stuff by yourself. Especially if you don't really have a good plan of what you want to do, you need someone to bounce ideas off of. So that's what I would do. You know, read the whole book, look at those one, two, or three people who you really relate to, and then seek them out and maybe, you know, pick their brain a little bit, and they would all be super willing to do that with you. But I think that's again, that's the power of a compilation book. If you have one author, you know, that's only one person. But if you have multiple like this, you know, read the book and seek out those people. They'll help you out.
Fantastic. Now, once again, your chapter is called The Power of Choices. We've spoken about choices. We've spoken about options. We've spoken about living our life by our own design and failing forward until we actually reach that happy and abundant place, that mindset where we can actually teach further generations on how they can live their life by design as well. And you've really encompassed all of that today when we've been chatting here, Bob. And where can we actually connect with you more? I know that you've got your blog and things like that. Where can people actually connect with you if something you said has resonated with somebody somebody today?
Well, the best place to find more of my trainings is at my blog at bobandrosemary.com. If you want to connect with me personally, the easiest way is through Facebook. Just, friend me, send me a message, and we'll definitely chat. That's probably the easiest way to actually contact me nowadays, because I do answer all my messages and haven't outsourced that. So never outsource that.
Never outsource connection, definitely. I know one of your blogs is around building side businesses, and it's the Simple Solutions for Part-Time Entrepreneurs. We'll be sharing where to connect with you. Thank you very much for your time, Bob. What kind of message would you like to leave the audience on today?
It's all focused, Tracy, it's all focused on choices. I've hit on it a little bit, but I'm just going to kind of reiterate it because it's so important. Now, wherever you are in your life right now, whether you're older like me or you're younger like you, or you're in your 20s, it doesn't matter where you are. Maybe you are in your 20s, Tracy. I don't know. I don't know your age. But...
I love filters, Bob. I love the filters.
But, wherever you are, it's never too early or too late. Start thinking about, start designing your own life. Don't leave it up to chance, because if you do, other people will design your life for you. I've had that happen. I understand how that feels, and it's not a great feeling. But know that there are choices out there. There are options. There are things that you can do. And will it be easy? No. Will it happen overnight? No. I've built my business now over 14 years. And like I said, five of those was really tough. And a lot of people who were doubting me, and sometimes I would doubt myself, but it's so worth it. Because now, we moved from New Jersey down here to Naples, Florida. I'm looking out my window to the palm trees blowing in the breeze on a beautiful, Wednesday morning. And I know that what I did before was worth it. And it wouldn't have happened unless I planned it, right? Mm-hmm. So start planning your future now. Don't wait. Make sure you have some choices to go to, and seek out people who could help you. Seek out Tracy, seek out me, seek out anybody else who might be able to help you along the way, because we're all willing to help people who are a little bit lower on the success ladder than us. Reach down, lend a hand, and pull them up, because in the end, it's all about helping other people.
Oh, 100%. And you reminded me when you were speaking then, somebody said once, and I'd love to remember who it was, they said, "The graveyard is the most expensive real estate because that's where our dreams go to die." That hit me. And I always remember that. I've actually got it up on my vision board as well, because we always wait for that prognosis or that diagnosis to kind of make changes. But we can make changes anytime we want to, because if things don't change, things don't change, right?
Yeah. It's like designing your health, right? You can help design your health. To some extent, genetics plays a role, but you have a big hand in determining how healthy you are later in your life. And it's the same thing with every part of your life.
That is fantastic. Life by design. It is to create the life and business you have always wanted. Thank you very much today, Dr. Bob, for sharing your story. And you are very appreciated. It's been an absolute honor to share all of your procrastination and wisdom, your true, authentic, genuine story. I will be sharing where to connect with Bob Clark. And you can find the Victim to Victory podcast series on YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. If you got value from today, and I highly recommend to jump out onto Amazon, grab that Life by Design book and change your life so you can live your life by design as well. Please subscribe and comment and to go into our monthly draw to win access to the Brand Your Story Academy podcast creator course. And remember, wear your story like a superhero cape and not an anchor. See you on the next episode. And thank you very much, Bob, for joining us.
Bye, Tracy. Thank you so much.